Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and an installment of 12 Habits, where we are beginning a brand new habit. Just a reminder, if you're new to the show, 12 Habits is a year-long project where together we will strive to make or break habits each month. We all know there are habits and lifestyle choices that are good for us, yet trying to incorporate them into daily life can be so much of a challenge that they quickly fall by the wayside. And that can make us feel as though we, the individual, has failed, when in actual fact, it's the method that's not quite right. Not you at all. So in 12 Habits, we'll spend a month unpicking the challenges, figuring out our way over, under, and through the barriers to making these habits stick so that they can become parts of our lives in a way that's sustainable. Because there is no point trying to stick to a habit if you've chosen to do it in a way that you can't adhere to and maintain. So our new habit was chosen by members of the Facebook group. And if you aren't already, please do follow the link in the show notes and join in the conversation, because you can chat to me and thousands of other listeners of the podcast in that group. It's a great place. It's a fun time to be had. So I gave a few options. I know that so many of you really enjoyed the progress and watching the progression and the daily videos that I was doing for the press-up challenge for June's habit. But some of my options were daily video journaling, because we've done written journaling before, but I thought, well, why not do audio or video journaling? But the habit that you all wanted me to do most was early mornings. Specifically, I said getting up at 5 a.m. every day, which is probably earlier than average, but is made doable by the fact I'll be doing this in July, when sunrise will happen a little bit before 5 a.m. at the beginning of the month and a little bit after as we approach the end of the month. But why, I hear you ask, why? Why would you want to get up at 5 a.m.? Well, first of all, I've said 5 a.m. because quite a few people in the group get up at 6. And so it has to be, I thought, something that just put a little bit of a pinch on what you're doing normally. And it certainly does for me. I currently get up at 6, I immediately meditate, and then I get on with my day. So this was a change that I will definitely notice and feel and will impact what I do the night before. And I'm sure we'll come onto that during the course of this habit. But I've also chosen this one specifically because getting up early is one of those things that's often cited as being so good for you. It's something you often hear hugely successful people say is one of the fundamental pillars for their success. And it's something you'll likely have heard doctors or health professionals say is just a really good habit to get into. If you aren't doing it, you should do it, that sort of thing. So I'm going to try for it in July and see whether I observe any positive changes that it convinced me and you, my most excellent listeners, to make getting up early a part of your everyday. What do you think? Are you going to come along for the ride? Well, I just wanted to list out, for my own benefit and also for yours, some of the benefits that are actually known to go hand in hand with getting up earlier. Not just getting up early, but getting up, you know, significantly early. And so that's why 5 a.m. is the time that I've chosen. What an idiot. I already know it's uncomfortable, but it's something that I actually think it'll probably become very easy by the end of the month, but maybe I'm being a little bit too optimistic. Anyway, so here are the benefits. Research suggests that early risers tend to experience an improved cognitive function. So they're able to concentrate better and be more mentally alert throughout the day. And I could definitely do some of that. So I'm in. The other thing is that it can improve sleep quality. Now, I like sleep, but that doesn't mean extended periods in bed, because what you're aiming for is the quality of your sleep to be as good as possible. And having a consistent wake time and an early consistent wake time can help regulate circadian rhythms and lead to a deeper, better quality night's sleep. And having that schedule in place can help eliminate that energy slump in the middle of the day. So for me, that's reason enough to try this out, because I'm a terrible mid-afternoon grump. Third thing I noticed during my research was about how it can help with getting stuff done. It's not a very technical way of saying it, getting stuff done. I always work out in the morning, pretty soon after I wake up, to be honest, and it's a great time to get active because you're naturally energized first thing. However, it could be a workout, it could be tedious admin, or it could be something you need to get done that always gets put off, but top load your day with it in that window that you've created by getting up slightly earlier. Because how many times have you thought, I'll do it later, or I'll do it after work, or I'll do it during my lunch hour, and then something gets in the way and you put it off, and it gets put off to the next day, then to the next week, then to the next month. The morning can be a way of finding that time, but also taking that action, because it's one of those things where, oh, I've done it and it's not even 7 o'clock. Woo! This one is really interesting. I was fascinated by this. A clinical trial has found that people who wake up early tend to have more positive thoughts compared to people who stay up late. And this extends to feeling more optimistic generally, being more conscientious, and also just having a satisfaction about life, just being more satisfied with life. So sign me up. Another thing that I found in my research is that waking up can help reduce stress simply because you're making more time to complete the tasks you normally do. It can help simply by opening up a window for you to be able to relax and unwind that wasn't previously available. That's obviously if you don't fill it with extra things. So that's going to be a balancing act. But if it can reduce stress, I'll have it. I will have it. Another thing is that being up early often goes hand in hand as a characteristic of an individual or individuals who are organized, because it's a good time for setting a goal and planning a productive day. And think about it. How many times have we talked on this podcast about journaling? We've had experts on this show talking about the benefits of journaling. And no one ever says, oh, do it during your lunch hour, or see if you can slot it in before dinner. It's always first thing, always almost just like just when you're getting up. So it's an activity that you do first thing. And when you're acutely mentally alert, having had a good sleep for a reason. So this is going to be interesting to see whether I'm more organized. And then the final thing that I'm really keen to see if it helps with is that morning tends to be more peaceful. When you wake up, there's less of a rush and there's also less noise. You can skip the busiest parts of a commute, get through tasks without interruption, and ease your way into the day, even a busy day, rather than jumping straight in at the deep end. You know that feeling where you get up and it feels like woof, immediately you've got to be at 9 out of 10, or you've got to hit the ground running. That can be quite jarring. So it can actually, these early mornings can actually help you have a more peaceful energy. And again, I could use some of that. So that's why we're doing it. It was your suggestion from the Facebook group. Will you be joining in? Will you? Go on. Let's give it a go. I'm going to do every day. Maybe join me for weekdays if doing all 7 days seems like a bonkers idea. And in the next episode, I will expand on whether I've noticed any of these benefits and if there's anything else that I'm noticing. And I will, of course, like I did with the press ups, be charting this on my Instagram stories where I'm at Emma Guns. And I'll also be sharing videos in the Facebook group. So again, please don't hesitate. Join the group, click the link in the show notes, answer the questions, agree to the forum rules, and come and join us. There are thousands of us in there, and it's a lovely, lovely safe space with excellent people. So be one of those excellent people too. And if you wanted to always know what the habit is before anyone else, then you need to sign up for the newsletter. And again, the link to sign up for the newsletter is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. I'm excited for this one. And it's a little bit outside of my comfort zone. And I am hoping that there are some benefits, because it feels like it's going to be quite jarring to be getting up, and not just getting up, but like getting up and moving as soon as 5 a.m. my alarm changes goes off. But I'm excited to see, because if it does elicit all of these benefits that I've described above, then it's a really simple change to make and seems like it's so worth it. So stay tuned. I will be updating you on the next episode. And again, I'll be charting everything on my Instagram and in the Facebook group. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one, bright and early.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.